you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. To join us on the show, it's 877-711-5211 on the phone. The email is udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We have email questions for Dr. Mike to answer today. We have some of the very best top medical news stories of the week. We have a guest at 34 past the hour. His specialty is hope. Dr. Shane Lopez is a Gallup senior scientist, and he's the world's leading authority on the psychology of hope. His book is called Making Hope Happen, Create the Future You Want for Yourself and Others. He's the world's leading researcher on hope. And Dr. Mike will have real age tip before the end of the hour. So thank you for listening. And I learn as much from Dr. Mike weekly as you do listening to the show. So again, thank you for being here. Hello, Dr. Mike.
How are you, Joe?
Well, I had a bug this week. Anything you know about stomach bugs, stomach flu going around?
Well, we know a lot. You know, the leading stomach infection is one that caused ulcers. When I say the leading, meaning the most serious of them, is, of course, there is food poisoning from toxins that you can get from Shigella or Salmonella, but the most common ones are ones from that we now treat actively are ones from ulcer disease and their Helicobacter, and you know that won a Nobel Prize for figuring out that ulcers weren't due to stress or something else, but were due to an infectious disease. And we're on the verge of finding out about another one.
How can you tell if you've got a food poisoning or you've got a stomach bug?
Well, the basic thing is they have very similar symptoms. That is, you don't feel right, you've got bowel upset, and you may have either things that cause you to run to the bathroom more often, that is diarrhea, or if you will, the problems with normal passage of your bowel movements. And so those are the usual symptoms. Sometimes they are more rapid in onset with, if you will, stomach problems, that is the stomach flu and food poisoning, because they're caused by toxins and there's a very watery production in the white basin, if you will, in that white throne. but they're generally very hard to differentiate.
Yeah, a little bit of a soreness, achy feeling, the chills. Might that be associated more with a bug or a foodborne
illness?
Yeah,
it's much more associated with a viral disease, flu.
Yeah.
That is, as opposed to with just, if you will, the food poisoning or a toxin getting in there. The other thing that you can help with is they both have the same thing. That is, they caused by what we call leaky gut. That is, your gut ends up with not leaky into the way I just described leaky, but leaky in the sense that the fluid from the inside of the gut gets into your bloodstream, which causes that chills and the toxins and the feeling, the chills and the fever.
Well, I can tell you this now because the show is a part of history on RadioMD.com, but I started to feel it during last week's show, and it hit like a ton of bricks almost instantly. One moment I felt pretty good, and then the next moment I started to feel all those symptoms coming on, and I didn't want to tell you then, but that's how much I love being here every week. But that's when it hit, and then my wife
during the show.
During the second hour of the show, but I hung in there. So no big deal. But
thank you.
My See how much I love being here every week? It's just a labor of love for me every week with you to be here. But so my wife stayed away from me, right, for 3 days. I mean, we lived separate lives for 3 days. No way she had it. She's a teacher. No way she wanted to be sick. So for 3 days, you know, I lived in this part of the house, and she lived in the other part of the house. And we
Right?
Yeah, well, she didn't want to be sick. She didn't want to come near me with any...
How did she know it was, wasn't food poisoning, that she had given you something bad?
Well, you told me what the symptoms were that I had. It seemed to be more of an... More of a virus than the foodborne illness. But my point being, for 3 days we stayed apart, right? And then I come home
right.
from
didn't touch each other.
No, no, not at all. So
didn't,
I come.
Now, how'd you get in the house? Did you touch the handles on the doors?
Well, I mean, you can't avoid it, right? How can you avoid it? You can't
right,
avoid
well,
it.
Right. Well, that's how you transmit. I mean, that. Yeah. It is, believe it or not, it is that transmission. She must have washed her hands often frequently.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
She didn't get it. I hear what you said.
No, hold on a second. So we lived separate lives for 3 days. I come home from the radio station Wednesday morning. She's laying on the couch. So she
yes,
missed 3 days.
Okay.
She missed 3 days of work. But I think when it
so
comes
she
to...
Didn't get it.
Yeah, so I guess when it comes to anything, whether it's a flu or whether it's a cold, how can you... if you're living with somebody... Living in the same house in the same closed environment, there's probably no way, right, that you're going to avoid getting that person's illness later on down the line, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, so there's no preventative thing you can do. I mean, you can wash your hands as often as you possibly can, but you're touching everything. See, that's why I think touching things is probably the biggest factor in why people get sick. Don't you think?
Say it again.
Touching objects. Touching objects.
Yes,
right. Like you said, door handles.
It's touching people and objects. That's right.
Right. I mean, look how many kids go into different places and playgrounds.
And by the way, touching them, you know, getting the bug on your skin doesn't get it inside you. It's touching your face or your mouth or your food with your hands
right.
that then internalizes it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not just getting it on your hands. It's we invariably, you know, when they studied kids, the kids touched their hands to their face or mouth 50 times an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's almost impossible
adults
to avoid.
Adults do it about 8 times an hour, but it still is an awful lot.
And it seems to me also because younger people with younger kids seem to get sick a lot because their kids are always out if they're at a playtime or, you know, playing a play school if they're, you know, with other small kids. I mean, the kids get sick and then they bring the illness home and then the parents get sick. Probably more prone to illness than some people that don't have, you know, the young kids, I would think.
I think that's true.
Yep.
I think that's absolutely true. And you know, we did this filming of Dr. Oz on a kid's playground with me, with the kids, because I'm about their right height, right? And so I was with the kids, and the kid blows his nose, puts it perfectly, but then he wipes his hand, and his hand goes on the jungle gym, and I was right behind him on the jungle gym. You know, he went, oh my God, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, so did you eventually get sick too?
No.
No?
I was methodical in washing my hands before, you know, didn't touch anything, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids, when you're with those kids, they
No kidding. They're always in contact with other kids who are sick in school or playgrounds or anything, toys, those kind of things. You have a real age tip of the week you want to share with us before the end of the hour?
I have a real age tip of the week I'm going to share with you before the end of the hour,
yeah.
But I'm not going to reveal it.
Okay,
yet.
Okay, that's why we all will be listening. And probably one of the top medical stories of the week this week, we'll be discussing that coming up after the break, was the announcement from actress Angelina Jolie earlier this week, who decided to have a double mastectomy, and what that might mean for her and what that might mean for other women by making public her story about how she dealt with the high risk of getting breast cancer. Angelina Jolie, has she done a real service for other women around the world in terms of how to deal with this situation, impending situation, maybe? So, and some of the other medical stories of the week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.